There we go.
All right. What's going on? Sports nerds, COVID edition. Let's go.
COVID edition, exactly. Hang on, I gotta mute this. Hang on. Mute.
Oh, it's magical. You just say mute site and it's there you go. Beautiful.
Yes.
Hi, Katie. Happy Sunday.
Hey, Katie. We lost Elliot. I don't know why. I
think he'll just ninja kick it and he'll be back.
Yeah, probably.
It's like we said before we pressed, you know, live. Like Zoom is the most valuable company in the world these days.
Right.
So they, yeah. I'm sure their servers are just getting
pounded.
Blasted.
Yeah, and we use it at work as ourselves. And that's how we have a video conference in my team twice a day. It's maybe 20 minutes, half an hour each time just to check in and check out. But our company's been using Zoom for years.
Right.
So, and I love the program. I love it.
Yeah, it's pretty good. We had trouble with it on Thursday. It wasn't streaming, so we had to actually do our webinar inside of Zoom without streaming it. So it works fine. It's just, I think, you know, it's just
hey, Bill.
Everything online, data, it's going to be maxed
to yes.
the core.
Yeah, over the servers are going to be maxed out. I mean, it's just the nature of the beast. So.
Yeah. Hi, Bill. Hi, Jen.
Hi, Jen. There she is. After disappearing on us last week, not attending last week, she's here this week. That's a good thing. So,
poor Jen.
Yeah. So, I've left maybe three times in the last 3 weeks to go out and grocery shopping.
More than me, man.
I actually signed up for Instacart, so I'll be actually ordering my groceries going forward. As well as whatever else I can think of to order, because I don't have to leave.
Nice.
I will traverse outside every once in a while just to go for a walk.
Yeah, I was telling you before we pressed stream, like I was talking to my dad just before I jumped up. That's why I was a little late.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, I've left my house once since March 13th. And if you know my dad, you'll understand that that's like pretty rare.
Yeah.
Like, my dad does like, you know, sitting at home doing that, but at the same time, he likes going out and seeing neighbors and going for breakfast down at the local place. Like, he very social dude, you know? And so the fact that he's just gone out once to get groceries is just like, the world has changed.
Right.
So
it's definitely a different, it's definitely different. And, you know, I still have to work a 5 hour, still work a full 8 hour day, even though I'm home all day. It's just like I'm at the office. As we go in through the company's VPN and just work all day like we were at our desks. So, it's weird because I've done it now for 3 weeks. So now I'm getting
into are you getting stir crazy? Like, see, I've worked from home for almost 20 years now. So for me, this is like the only thing that sucks is I can't go to the bookstore. Right. But generally this is my life.
That's your normal life. That's your new normal.
Right. So like, how are you going stir crazy? Cause you go out every day and you were into it.
Yeah. I'm used to going out. I mean, but if I'm not working, I'm usually home anyway. So not necessarily is it going to making me stir crazy. I'm usually home when I'm not working anyway, unless I'm going to the grocery store. I went like today, I went to the laundromat and did wash my clothes.
Right.
But that's a half an hour. Cause I got a dryer. I got a dryer here at the department. I need to invest in a washer. But besides that, I'm normally here anyway. It doesn't matter. Yeah. You know, my problem is motivation. And instead of being just sitting on my ass watching TV all day, do something else.
Dude, you know, it's funny you say that. I'm sitting there this week going like, oh, positive thinking. You guys need to get off social media. You got to focus on, you know, and that's what I do for a living. I found myself today sitting on my ass with my phone scrolling COVID-19 news and just I was just like,
what are you doing?
Dude, it was just, I was talking to Jen about this in Discord earlier. And I was like, at least I sent email.
Yeah.
It's kind of a win.
Yeah, I got CTP email all day today. Like, it was like four back to back to back today. It must be autoresponder doing it. Yes.
That's the purpose. Yes. I want you to be so sick of me that you either unsubscribe from my list or you go and buy something from me. Okay. The government checks haven't made it here to Canada yet.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, we got morals when we got it.
They're going to pay you guys, what, $2,000 a month for like 3 or 4 months?
Yeah, it's like $2,000 a month for like, but you got to go. So the, like, this starts tomorrow. Okay. The website is going to open up tomorrow for the country. Yeah. It's going to, in 10 seconds, it's going to crash. Like, guaranteed.
Yeah.
Like, no one's doing anything up here. Even like, and this is, you know, the little tiff that was on Facebook, you know, the that I did last night.
Yeah.
Buddy of mine put out there, he's like, listen, like, you know, the frontline workers get paid for this stuff. Imagine like the Walmart workers and the delivery drivers and the people that really didn't, like, listen, I salute all of the frontline. I come from a family of nurses. Okay.
Yes.
But they signed up for crap. This is what, this is unprecedented. Yeah. So it's not like, you know, like, but what about Alice at Walmart? You know,
it is not up for this shit.
People coughing all, and she's sitting there checking.
You know, and the grocery store, the retail stores. I mean, people, stores that are you know, and that have to stay open to keep the economy going, basically, for us to get our necessities. They didn't sign up for this
shit. Truck drivers. Like, if I see a truck driver, I want to hug him. I can't at a social distance. But you know what I mean? Like, it's all the people that the rest of society always poops on.
Yeah.
Are the ones that are actually the backbone of this, why it hasn't crumbled to hell yet.
Right. Correct.
I salute them, man.
Yeah. Hey, Wayne. Hey, Julie. But yeah, I agree. I totally agree. And the thing that I have a niece who lives in Ohio. She's married to my nephew my sister Lynn pops in every once in a while. It's her son and his wife. She is a nurse, but she also has lupus.
Right.
So she's got a double thing going on there with this virus.
Yeah.
You know, I worry about her because she's been dealing with this, and I think she's got some kind of cancer. I'm not sure she's got cancer. I think it's a lupus or cancer, one of the things. She has to go through chemo. So I don't know if it's lupus or if it's chemo or cancer or whatever.
Right.
You know, it could be leukemia, could be something, that whatever she has to go through chemo for is what she's doing. Plus, yes, she's a nurse.
Yeah.
Double so she's... Whammy. She's in the same boat I am, only worse because she's in the front lines.
Right. Yeah. I'm so glad my mom's retired. I mean, you know, she's 72 now, 73 this year. Hardcore asthma. She's had bypass surgery.
Right.
She's prime target, you know, like just if she gets a cold, like they're going to wrap her up in bubble wrap and you know, call it a day. It's horrible, man. And you know what? I mean, a few weeks ago, I really was kind of like, I wasn't too sold. But the more this goes on, it's the repercussions I'm more about.
Right.
You know, like, actually, Captain Bob was in Discord a couple of days ago, and he said it, man. He's like, you know, this has the chance to be 100% of the entire world with 1% mortality. That's still... You know what? I'm horrible at math.
We got 7 billion people in the
7 billion. So 7 million.
So 700 million. 700 million.
700 million.
No.
That'd be 10%.
Okay. So yeah. So 7 million people.
Right.
You know, if 7 billion people get it, and that's 7 million
that's
die.
That's pandemic flu. But this is the worst part about this. It's horrible. It's 6 months from now. Like, do you really think the world's gonna go back to how it was?
No. I think this is
I'm grateful for? This is good. You're gonna hate me, man. Listen, I love sports, but I'm kind of glad I don't need to read about Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, me
too. I'm kind of glad I don't need to know about what's going on in Hollywood.
Yeah.
I'm kind of glad. So I hope.
Because movies aren't being released. Movies are not being released at this time because no one's going to the movie theaters.
No, nothing.
They pushed the whole Marvel Universe first phase 4 back to November. The whole Marvel universe has been moved back to phase 4 has been moved to November because they were going to release Black Widow next month.
The Eternals where it's coming out or something, right?
Correct. Yeah. So they moved Black Widow back to November. That's the next Marvel movie coming out.
Yeah.
There's nothing going on.
And this is again, like, I think it's like, and this is weird because we're talking about this at the Sports Nerd Show. So our entire Sunday nights for the past, decade has been almost dedicated to ranting and raving about sports. I still love sports. I'm still looking forward to the NFL draft. Even if it's going to be remotely hosted and all that stuff, I'm still looking forward to it.
Yeah.
But our priorities as a species should really, really change. And this was the rant I had on Facebook. There was this lady, you know, it's amazing. You put pictures of your kids up, you get a bunch of likes. You talk about your business that feeds the kids, you might get 4 or 5 likes. Talk political, and people you've never talked to in your life comes on, and they start, like, you know, throwing all this stuff.
Perfect example is your post yesterday that I commented on, and now it has blown up into this great big back and forth.
Right, back and forth. And the one guy and me kind of agreed. Like, at the end of it, I said, listen, dude, I'm in Canada, you're in America, it doesn't matter.
Right.
It's the governments are not going to tell you everything, okay? They're not. No matter who's in power, doesn't matter. We both agreed, whatever. But there was this lady that was, like, just, like, getting upset with me that I wasn't ranting and raving that this is the leader's fault and this is this person's fault and this person's fault. I said, listen, like, there's no winning in this. Like, who's ever in power? It could have been Obama. It could have been anybody. And yes, there was probably screw-ups along the way. There's going to be screw-ups along. This is unprecedented. Unprecedented mean it hasn't happened before. Correct. So this is something new that the entire world needs to learn on, I think, and we really need to focus on what's important, except sports. Sports is always important.
Correct. Elliot's trying to get in here. I hope we can get in here.
Elliot's here.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you, Elliot. Yes.
Had some problems again, technical difficulties, but that's my thing.
Yeah, man.
But yeah, I mean, you're right. I mean, this is unprecedented. And you can point fingers at whoever you like to. You know who I'm pointing fingers at, and that's quite all right. But the fact remains is we are all in this together.
Yeah.
Okay? It's affecting every country on every continent, and it's just – it's unprecedented. So, Elliot, have you gotten your test back yet?
Yeah.
And?
Fuck Corona.
Okay. Does that mean you're positive or negative?
Negative, homie.
Good
to hear.
Good. Stay home. Don't go anywhere.
Yeah, it's like I was telling Scott before we started recording. My wife last night started feeling chills, and so she was really stressed. And I was like, "Listen, babe, just take a rest. It's okay. Just let sleep. Even if you got it, there's nothing we can do. It's not like you can go to the ER right now. So just take She wakes up today, clean as a whistle. Feels great. Wonderful. Guess who's got chills now?
You.
This guy.
Did you tell her?
Did I tell her?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I'm surprised.
Yeah, so she's already separated. I'm downstairs. Everybody goes.
I'm surprised she's not downstairs rubbing you with lotion and hand sanitizer.
I was trying to be Mr. Supportive last night, right?
Homeotherapy and all that crap.
You know what she's going to do, right? So if you got the virus, right? She
I get the fit, man.
She gonna get a super soaker and put some fucking hand sanitizer in.
Oh, dude. You can get everything in the stores here. Yeah. Good luck trying to find sanitizer. That's gold. That is more precious than platinum out here. Like, you can't even find it.
Titanium ain't that good.
Dude, it's insane, man. It's crazy. It's just
real quick, guys. Just saw someone come in. Heather Lewis jumped in. For those of us in chat that don't know, Heather Lewis is Mama Ram's daughter, and she is in the house. It's good to see you, Heather. Thanks for popping in. I appreciate it.
Welcome.
I am who was formerly known as Brown Buck in the MSN chat in the old days, and Bob the Beer Man was Bob Pizer.
You were Brown Buck, right?
Yeah, I was Brown Buck, yes.
Oh, and we got loads of toilet paper up here, tons of it. Dude, we went and bought $24 worth of the 80 roll.
Oh, really? By the way, guess what I had when I got my negative test results back?
What's that?
A Corona.
Huh?
Corona.
You got a Corona and celebrated?
It reminds me of that old Chris Rock. Did anybody watch Chris Rock back in the day, like all his old stand-up?
Oh, hell yeah.
Yes. He said that about his, I went for my AIDS test, passed it, got a 64. Like, you get the coronavirus test back, like, passed it, 72. What's up, Nose?
What's up, Bob? How you doing, bud?
I'm doing just lovely. How are you doing?
I'm quarantined in the bunker in my office at home, and I'm not doing anything, not going anywhere. I'm just grateful to that. I'm still, this whole, like I said, in my posts the other day, guys, I mentioned the fact that I am lucky. I am blessed because I still am able to work full time from home 8 hours a day without having to lose any money. And it's a blessing to me. I know Bob is still working full time. Unfortunately, he's out and about in his truck every day, which I think about him all the time because I know he's out there risking himself. If you got a mask, Bob, I hope you're wearing it. And I mean, I know Elliot, you're getting on disability, so you don't work, and John works from home. I am very grateful because I'm somewhat healthy. I have a full-time job that our entire company, 110 people, including the executives, are all working remote. We are not in the office. And
that's good.
I am extremely lucky to be able to do that because I know there's 10 million unemployed people in the country right now because of
right.
So I'm very blessed. I don't take it for granted.
Hey, Elliot, is that because I got the chills, man?
So he can't catch it over the internet? Is that what you're saying?
Zoom conference. Oh, you hear the news? Speaking of coronavirus news, a tiger has now.
Yes, a tiger has now been diagnosed with the. Yes. Yes.
That's going to really set people off.
Yes. Yes. Unbelievable.
Let's just.
Tigers can get tests, but the human beings can't.
Well, yeah, there were six of them, right? Six cats or something that got tested or something?
Something like that, yeah.
I don't know how – I guess it breathes funny or something. I guess that's how you would
know. Well, up to this point, animals weren't getting it. Was it transferable?
It was a dog. Apparently there was a dog in China that got it.
Yeah, you know, so I don't know.
Surprise.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, Elliot, you're not talking, man.
But what I'm saying is that we can't get tests for it, but the tigers and the dogs can.
That's true, too. The tests are hard. For some reason in this country, the tests are just – unless you have multiple symptoms of the virus, you can't get tested. Because
so they don't do the drive-thrus in New York anymore, those drive-through tests?
I don't know what's going on in New York. In Florida, I don't know. I don't know that they're doing anything in Florida either. So –
what a mess.
Hell, South Elliot, Carolina.
Elliot, I lost your audio.
You don't even have stay at home orders yet.
Elliot, I lost your audio. I can't hear you. Can't hear you.
Ninja kick it, man.
Come on now. Get your. You got a loose wire somewhere on your audio. You got to get that fixed.
Dude, I got it.
There you go.
Is that better?
Yeah. Now I can hear everything in your apartment.
Okay.
Including WrestleMania behind you.
Including.
Hey, Blaine.
Charlotte Flair and.
Whoever that is.
It is, Jen. It is. You got out of there the right
time. Well, New York's a hot mess. That whole Northeast corridor in New England is a mess right now.
And I was supposed to have a friend come visit me from New York this week.
Nope, not going to happen.
Nope, not happening. I mean, he was actually supposed to be down here this weekend, and I was actually had Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday off work.
Yeah.
He's from like Binghamton or something.
Yeah.
Oh, in the middle of nowhere, New York. I love it.
Yeah, in the middle of nowhere, New York. But New he was going to come down. He was on spring break.
Side state. Blaine, it's crazy, dude. Did you guys see the thing trending on Twitter about the cops in the Punjab province of India? There was some guy standing up on a car, like just sitting there talking to his buddy, like 2 feet away. The cops come up with this like lash and just start wailing on the.
Oh, Jesus.
Like, I'm telling you, man. This...
Elliot, just to let you know, since you're not in Facebook, Jamal is in the house.
What's up, Jamal? How you doing, man?
What up?
What up, Jamal?
He's here to take
Jamal her... just celebrated a birthday, too.
Did he? Hey, Josh. Hey, what's up, buddy? Josh Cantor. How you doing, Josh? Good to see you.
Happy birthday,
see, this Jamal. Is what happens when everybody's at home. They all come to the show because
they're right, that's what I here. Here, let me share it.
Hey, you know what? This is the best time to advertise.
Yes,
hey,
you are correct.
Oh, yeah, that's what I've been telling people in my business over the past week and a half. Like, get your butts out, advertise.
You want to come shoot the shit about some sports?
Hell yeah.
Come on now.
But there's no sports to shoot the shit about, Elliot. That's the problem.
We'll find sports to put the shit about. Okay?
You can make up shit.
I'll create a fucking sport.
I know, right? So the Browns are looking at maybe Jadeveon Clowney. You see that?
Oh, yeah, that's just what the Browns need.
Well, yeah, I know, right?
A lot of people are looking at him, but, you know.
Yeah, yeah. I can't even pronounce that guy's name that's in Jacksonville. What do they want for him, like a first-round draft picker?
Yeah.
Something you like guys that. Got problems, man.
Yeah, we do. That's all right. Even in the offseason, we got problems.
Well, you're not Jacksonville. You don't count.
That's true. That's
close.
True. Close, but.
There is esports, Matt. Yes, Nosey is right, and that's all.
Oh, you know, there are esports. Yes, NBA 2K is going on. They got NBA players doing NBA 2K.
16 players. 16
you ever feel like you missed opportunities when all of your buddies were talking about this 5-6 years ago? Hey, we should get into esports, right. And then I'm just like the fat, lazy 40-year-old. No, I'm just gonna play them.
Right, yep. Here you go.
Stupid, dumbass.
Yep.
Sports, man. Telling you. It's what drives everything.
I tell you what, NASCAR, the esports in NASCAR has taken off. It's been pretty popular since they announced they were doing it. You know, I don't watch it, but that's been pretty popular. Yeah, esports.
Huge, man.
Yeah, it's huge.
It is huge. Good times.
It is humongous.
Yes,
humongous. Dude, I've been getting Sony, so I won't talk business yet. I'll wait till the second half of the show. It's like old times. Go sports team. Yes, Blaine, exactly. Okay, USA! So, yeah.
No corona.
But, yeah, I mean, you know, the networks and the sports stations are doing a lot of retro broadcasting.
You know that sports is on a hiatus when they're showing WrestleMania 35 on ESPN.
Yes. And did you guys see, not to change the subject, but did you guys see, because Bill just brought it up in Facebook, Tom Dempsey died yesterday.
Yes.
We all know who Tom Dempsey is, right?
The club foot kicker.
That had the record field goal until Jason Elam broke it.
He was born without toes. He was born with no fingers on one arm as well.
Rest in peace.
He held the NFL record for the longest field goal for 43 years before Jason Elam beat him.
Damn you,
Jason. And then that was in Denver. There should be an asterisk on that one.
Yeah, because it was in Denver. Kenny Costello, what's up, buddy?
Yeah, that should not be an asterisk because it was in Denver. Jason Elam was money for years and years and years.
But he wasn't 64. But he wasn't 64 yards money years. Except for one time.
Right.
And that's because he was in Denver.
I gotta find a GIF. Can I find a GIF here? No, I can't.
Oh, is it GIF or is it JIF? Come on.
Yeah. Like the peanut butter.
Is it JIF? Like the peanut butter.
Yeah. Well, I would put the Michael Jordan stop it GIF up right now.
Yeah.
But I can only do that to Nosey. Okay. I was going to put the – yeah.
Kenny, how you doing, bud?
What's up, Kenny?
Oh, not too bad.
What happened?
Hanging in there?
Yep. I was – I guess I was taking a nap and I was asleep when you sent the link, so.
Yeah, well, now with the fact that a lot of people are working remotely – Zoom's stock has gone through the freaking roof.
And, oh, hell yeah.
You know, and what was different this week is that when you guys clicked on the link, it brought you in like a waiting area for me to allow you to come into the room, which is new for me because I've never done
that. You know why? Because they're monitoring the traffic on.
Yes.
So they don't want just randoms.
They don't want the ship blowing up. Is what correct. It is.
Mm-hmm. Armando in the house. What's up, Army? How you doing, bud?
They're gonna monitor that shit like all of a sudden Walmart is monitoring how many people are in the store.
Oh, dude, I had to line up. Me and my wife on Friday night, man, we had to line up. Like
you got five.
First time in Walmart.
What is it? One person for every 1,000 square feet, or five people for every 1,000 square feet, or something.
Yeah.
They had some dude who was maybe 20 years old at the door, just counting. Like that's all he was doing. Uh-huh. So.
That's what they have. They just have somebody at the door counting.
Yeah, yep. Don't know how effective it was, but hey, we distanced socially.
Yes.
All the grocery stores here doing the same.
Who knows how well that worked. We'll see next week. This time next week.
Yeah, we will.
This is supposed to be the heaviest week in the U.S. coming up. It's going to explode. So
they cut my hours. They cut my wife's hours back by 8 every pay period.
So if you don't have to leave,
or every week.
We're stocked here, man. We ain't going out for nothing, man.
I got everything. I got toilet paper. I got weed. I got
the essentials, right here.
And not necessarily in that order of priority either.
Right?
They closed all the weed shops in Ontario. You should have saw people losing their minds on social media.
Why?
This is
essential! They made that shit. $158
on groceries yesterday. They call that shit, by myself.
They call that shit an essential business here.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, but they call churches essential too in this state too.
Well, they are for those.
Oh, are we going religious? No, we went political last night. Let's go religious now. I like it.
No.
You started it.
No, I know I did. I should have kept my mouth shut. I apologize.
Why not, man? We got an hour. Hey, we got an hour still to go, man. We got to fill it up with something.
All right. Is church essential? Do you need to go to church to actually be okay?
No, because church is not a building.
It's correct. Not essential. Right. It's correct. It's a place where nut jobs go to find peace.
Oh.
Kinda. No, honestly, like
you should be going to church
if you got issues, man.
That's, I don't go to church. You know what? I was an altar boy when I was growing up.
Yeah.
Okay. I went to church every Sunday. I followed the priest. I did everything I had to do. And then I seen some of the shit that went on.
That's
and
the
how people
religion.
Would go there. They like this, kneeling, bowing, this, that.
That's
the
Catholic religion.
And then when they fucking leave church, the minute they leave, all hell breaks loose. They do the same shit they just confessed about. Okay? That's doing the same shit they just confessed about.
John, I respect your approach to your faith, because you don't have to go into a building every Sunday.
Exactly.
You should be going on Sunday first, but we'll
get it.
Should
be Saturday. You're right.
You know what?
Sabbath was
Saturday.
Correct.
You know what? Church is where I'm at because God is where I'm at.
Correct.
Okay.
Preach.
It doesn't matter where I am.
Correct.
That's my church.
Yes.
Because God could preach to me anywhere.
Bro, it's like if one or two names come before God, that's
and I don't
the
need
presence
no,
of the Lord, man.
I don't
so
need no
wife, man,
wine.
Church.
I don't need no wine chugging, wafer eating fool.
Right.
Preaching at me.
This is another one when I shut up. Trying really hard not to throw my propaganda out there, but
I used to be Catholic, man. So
yeah. Bill wants to know if we have any predictions on when the next live sporting event
September
will be.
September earliest.
Yeah,
it'll be the week after Labor Day, Thursday night.
Do we think the NFL is going to start on time? Like
Thursday night football? I said
I'd love it too, but I don't think so.
First game of the season. Okay, they might start 2 weeks late.
Right. Well, what's nice about football is it doesn't matter what if they start.
It doesn't matter when they start. They can start in December and play until July.
Correct. They could. Yes.
Right, and nobody would. And nobody would bat an eye.
No, not even that. They could start in December and play till April.
Yes.
Because that's all they play
be
in
honest,
like five months.
As far as I'm concerned, the next live sporting event will be the draft at the end of this month.
Yeah.
That's a sporting event.
I say scratch this year.
Yeah, but wait a second.
Does it
have a live crowd?
No, it does not.
And it's not a sporting event.
Okay. All right. The next live sporting event.
You're talking
with the crowd.
Draft. You're talking draft.
Yeah.
That's not a sporting event if there's no crowd. Period.
Yeah.
When there's an audience and a crowd, that's going to be the next sporting event.
I'm like, we don't need to pick till Friday night.
Yeah.
Got our first round pick. We good.
I say my answer to this question is Hall of Fame game, NFL. Date to be determined.
I think. What do we think about the?
I think baseball will catch up before that.
I was gonna say. I'm thinking baseball will start.
Baseball will start, and if they have to play half a season, they will.
If they have to play the first couple of weeks or first month or so without fans, they will do that as well.
So here's a question: if they do that, Major League Baseball time. I know Ken is just licking his chops right now, going, "Let's get it." I got a question: if you play half the season. If you win the World Series, is there an asterisk beside your title?
No.
No.
I don't know. I don't think so. Because
games,
it was if they play 81 games, that's long enough for me. If they play 81 games, that's long enough.
There was a shortened
82.
season. There was a short
82, got to be
82, right?
Got to be 82 games.
I'm just saying there was one season where they had a short they played a short season and then they played the World
Series.
It
was like 110 games.
1981.
81, right?
81, yeah.
Yeah.
They played I'm trying to think. I think they played I want to say a little over 100 games.
Was that labor stoppage or?
Yeah.
Well, it was a work stoppage. Yeah, it was a strike.
Yeah.
Well, the last labor stoppage was in '94 when the Expos were supposed to win the whole thing.
Oh man!
Right, but the they canceled that season.
They canceled the season, is what they did. Yes,
dude. But '81.
John is still regretting that year.
I know, because Montreal was on their way.
Montreal was just unstoppable, man.
Montreal was on the way.
The Expos were just unstoppable.
Oh, they were so good, man.
I know they were. Oh. They were. You're right.
Oh, I was so excited. Man.
Unfortunately, that brought about the end of the Expos, too.
Yes, it did.
Dude.
Well, you know, the Rays are still going to go back to Montreal back and forth. You know, they're talking about it anyway, so you never know.
Yeah, man. Just get rid of that Tampa Bay team. You guys don't need it.
Yeah. Nobody comes to watch
nobody
it.
Nobody watches it anyway.
Exactly.
Oh, Montreal, you're pointing into half the country.
Hey, did you guys hear the story that it was actually Tom Brady that pitched himself to the
Yes.
Family? Really?
Yes. Yeah. Brady pitched himself.
They didn't go after him. He pitched himself.
Yeah.
Tom Brady, Jameis Winston.
What to do? Let me see.
You know what? Brady was smart enough to go to a team where they could get rid of the quarterback.
Right. They had – dude, as soon as he came knocking, it was just like – come on, James. How you doing, Tom? How you doing, buddy? Come on in. Come on.
You guys see the Onion put out this week about Tom Brady signing with the Buccaneers?
No, what'd they put out?
That he was coming off of a 4 or 5 day bender. It was hilarious.
It's an adventure.
There's a lot of buzz going on in Tampa, guys. There is a lot of buzz with him coming down here. So
you know what kills me about this coronavirus thing, though?
What?
Is that I had every intention, and I wasn't going to tell you because I was pissed off about it anyway. But I had every intention of going to my first hockey game.
A Lightning game? With the Rangers?
No. I was going to invite you to go.
Yeah.
Well, they weren't available anymore. Okay. I was talking this month.
Okay.
I think it was, or yeah. The Lightning and the Maple Leafs.
Oh, that would have been juicy. That would have been.
I would love to see
70%.
Because this way I could talk shit to both of y'all.
Yeah, whoever won, right?
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah, it sucks. No, you know, like this is what sucks.
Hey,
we could have
zoomed with John at the game.
Yes,
yeah, man. It eats battery, but it works really good.
Yes,
that's why I got one of these. I got me one of those. It's a phone case that doubles as a backup charger.
Oh, really?
I had one of those forever, man.
This right here.
Yeah. Bill asked about the Expos. Is that Pedro or Randy? I think it was Pedro, not Randy Johnson, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's Pedro before he went to
Boston. Yeah.
Pedro was, yeah.
Yep. It was Pedro before Boston.
Right.
Dude, that team, man. Oh, whatever.
That was Pedro when he had DJ Quick Jerry Juice.
I don't know how much of a Jays fan you guys are, but that was Juan Guzman way before Pedro.
Yeah. Martinez,
okay.
That was dripping.
The soul glow, bro. Like his back of his jersey was just like pure.
Like coming to America.
Yeah.
Yes. Soul glow.
Yes. Yes.
Felipe Alou.
They used to have that Jerry Juice dripping out of their fucking head.
And then Guzman's hair.
And then the umpires would keep a close eye on them to see if they were fucking using it.
Dude, we always said that in Toronto that Pedro stole it from Juan, man.
Juan Guzman, that motherfucker has some hair, boy.
And dude, he can throw.
And I swear to God,
the first guy I ever saw clock over 100 miles per hour on.
He didn't rub his Jerry juice in. He poured that shit.
No, he did, dude. It was literally like it would be dripping. Like you'd see the back of. Like Google it, you'll see.
I told you, he poured that shit on.
Uniform had a stain on it. Yeah.
You know how when the wrestlers come out and they're all, you know, shiny and whatnot, the hair's dripping. That's exactly what he was looking like.
Yeah, the wrestlers use water for that because they pour on their head as it before they come out.
Yep. Yeah, they put baby oil and shit on their fucking chest and all that bullshit. But they can't.
Sahota, what's going on, brother? Hope you and yours are doing good, man.
Yeah.
Funny, my buddy Raja just came in. A guy we grew up with. I don't know if you guys shared it. If you saw what I shared this week on Facebook. He was on life support because of COVID.
Yes.
Same dude. Like me and Raj, like we grew up with this guy. Like this was like our brother growing up. And he went in, tight chest or something, couldn't breathe. They had him on the ventilator right away. He was on from Friday to Tuesday on life support, that thing breathing for him. Mm-hmm. Pulled through, thank God. But man.
Luckily they had a ventilator.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, well, apparently, you know, you're gonna love this, Elliot. Ready? I'm gonna kind of throw a jab at Trump. Okay, you ready for this?
Please do.
Yeah,
follow it with a hook.
He decided to stop 3M from shipping the N95 or the ventilators of the N95 to Canada.
Yes, he did.
And then I'm sitting there, and my buddy said it on Facebook too. And here I'm sitting there going, "Don't make anything political." I'm the first one to chime up, right? Like, do you remember 9/11? Do you know what Canada did for all of the planes that were coming from Europe to come across to America and they had to be grounded?
Yes, we do.
Yes.
You know what happened? All of our airports opened up. Didn't even worry about the regulations. Just
correct.
Land. You're good. Yes. Don't worry. We got you.
Yeah, like that fucking dickhead here in fucking Florida. Leaving those boats out there off the coast of Florida, the cruise ships.
Yeah.
And he's talking about only bringing people that live in Florida off the boats?
Yeah,
that's dude, weird. What kind of bullshit is that? They're still American citizens, motherfucker.
Yeah. What I said, we just need a little bit more compassion right now. That's it. Right now, it's so important. Just a little bit. You don't need to. Just a little bit more compassion right now.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Ron DeSantis is just another one of those
human beings are human beings.
That's
another
good.
Another Trump cockholster.
Yeah,
it's unreal, man. I've never seen this stuff. Never.
I ain't never seen so many people bend over for somebody like that. You know what I'm saying?
You started this, John.
What?
The Trump talk.
Oh, dude, it's whatever, man. It's like, again,
we should have kept it on religion.
I know.
Yeah, we should have kept it on religion. Yeah. Dude, it's like, to me, it's like, you could find fault no matter what.
Yes.
That's the thing. Yes, did Trump screw up? Probably, absolutely. I'm sure he did. I'm sure there's other leaders. I'm sure China screwed up big time.
Oh yeah, because I'll tell you what, the rumors are with China is that they're under reporting how many deaths they had in Wuhan.
Oh, of course.
The telltale sign is when they killed the doctor. That was kind of the first telltale sign, right?
Like, yes,
that's a little bit.
Yeah, that was their whistleblower.
Mm. Oh man. Nah, well, praying for you guys, man.
It's all good.
It's good.
We appreciate that.
You get through this crap.
I'm just mad because this non-essential bullshit is keeping me from – I finally got the money, but it's keeping me from getting my fucking teeth.
damn, dude.
You got a bridge or teeth coming in?
No, he needs to get his front teeth replaced.
I need to get all my top teeth pulled out.
Yeah.
And I'm getting a permanent or a partial, I mean, a full permanent on top.
Yeah.
And then the bottom, I'm just getting.
Because he left his other ones in Texas.
Nice.
With my cell phone.
With your cell phone. You set them on top of the car and you got in the car and took off. And
that was the last time you saw him. Actually, it was more closer to El Paso.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
It's on I-10 somewhere.
So if anybody's driving I-10 around El Paso, just take a look.
Have a look for those falsies.
We got you.
And those tracking fucking things don't fucking work, dude. Find my phone crap.
I was about to say, you got tracking software for your teeth? Like, holy crap, that's awesome.
They should have a tracking chip for teeth for fucking partials, man.
That's funny.
But anyway, it's stopping back. Me from doing that. It's, but
I'd be interested to know that that's one city in Texas I've never been to.
Elliot. I'll keep smiling. El Paso, you ain't missing much.
Never been.
You're not missing anything. Trust me.
It's a mining town, dude. I've been figuring on it. It's a mining town. It's all about mines and railroads out there.
Yep.
I bought my first set of Techniques 1200s off of eBay. The guy shipped it from El Paso. For all you
Techniques, huh?
Yeah.
Those were the shit.
Back I still in the got day. Them, man. They're in storage, bro. They don't make them anymore, but those
no,
are.
Hell no.
Those are.
With the fade and the pitch. Yeah. NK2s,
baby. Yep. Raj remembers those.
I remember we used to have to load those up in the fucking ride and we were like house party. Remember when they were fucking jamming speakers into the back of the fucking
yeah, milk crates, man. That's what we had.
Yeah, crates with records and shit. Yeah.
We used to, me and my buddy, we had this little DJ set back in the day, and we said if you wanted to get into the club, you had to come, but you had to carry the crates. So we used to have a line of guys behind us. We didn't have to carry the crates at all. These guys are like carrying the crates like into the party, and that was their way to get in, so they could, you know, try to hit on chicks, and they didn't do
that. That's what they call groupies, man.
Yeah, they were. They were our little groupies. Mm-hmm. They were.
Minions.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Oh, my bad. Oh, well.
We'll call them grips now.
Everybody liquiding up. I got the Canada Dry made from real ginger.
There you go. That's good stuff right there, buddy.
I love that.
I don't really drink soda a lot, man. I'm not a big pop guy, but there's I like ginger ale and I love root beer.
I love ginger ale.
Oh, man. Those are my two, yo.
Dude, those are my two as well.
Love
root. Oh.
Ginger ale and root beer are my two favorites.
I ginger love ale together, just
it has to be Canada Dry because it has the real ginger in it. That's why I like it.
Yo, if you ever need, if you ever feel the need that you gotta fucking let out some burps, yo, ginger
ale is good. Yes,
Canada Dry. I be ripping some of them booger farts from fucking Revenge of the Nerds.
Dude, that's a great question Raz just brought up, man. What's going on with Cam Newton? Where does he end up? Does he end
I
up?
Still think, I still think the Chargers would be his best bet.
I do, too. Opinion.
I do, too, because Tyrod Taylor's not going to last but a few games.
No, he won't.
I love Tyrod. I will always have a spot in my heart for Tyrod, but he ain't. He's Tyrod Taylor.
He's not the answer, dude.
Yeah, I mean, I think Cam belongs.
Even though Cam is a question. What's his name is not the answer. Tyrod said not.
No, and what's keeping Cam from signing, I think, is because he cannot be medically cleared or medically examined. That's the issue.
Okay, well,
his health.
I think Cam should want to go somewhere in the California West Coast area.
Yeah.
Okay, because that's where he's gonna get his best chance to revival, so to speak.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? He'd be a starter, man. He'd be a
starter. Yeah, because nobody follows from the West. Nobody follows intently East Coast football. Vice versa. It's the same with baseball. You don't know much about West Coast teams if you live on the East Coast because you don't stay up that long.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying? So
I heard the Patriots aren't looking at him. I heard the Patriots don't want.
No, the Patriots. I don't think I think the Patriots are pretty set on who they have in camp, which that's Belichick.
And I don't think they'll find the next Tom Brady. You know they will. Well, depends how long.
I don't think Belichick's into the running quarterbacks either. He was with Jacoby. He was with Jacoby because he had to.
Right.
But he kept Jacoby in the pocket a lot.
Yeah. Correct, and he wanted Jimmy Garoppolo to stay in New England. I think he and Brady were on opposite sides of that. I think Belichick wanted Garoppolo to be the heir apparent, but Brady stayed so long and didn't retire, you know, their hands were forced because they didn't want to start paying Garoppolo if he wasn't playing.
Who's the guy there? Hoyer, right?
Is Hoyer's
the man?
And Hoyer,
the guy they have on the bench.
Stidham is the other guy,
and that's the guy they drafted.
Hoyer's going to be the backup. Yeah,
Stidham right now is the leader in the clubhouse as far as being the one.
Fail for five.
You can't tackle him, Stidham.
Stidham.
I've seen him at both Baylor and Auburn.
He was a decent college quarterback. He wasn't that bad. Yeah.
He was decent. I mean, he was about like Tannehill, but I don't know what Belichick thinks he's going to get out of him. I mean,
and we are all in agreement that we're all in agreement in the fact that we think that Jameis is going to be a backup somewhere in the league. Is that
correct? Yeah. I think Jameis should be the backup in Seattle.
Yes, we talked about that last week. I remember that. Yes, that
because, that'd be good for him. Because I'm sure they got great crab legs out there.
What's the situation in Denver? The guy in Denver. They got rid of Joe,
you,
right?
You had to go there, didn't you?
Who's the guy in Denver?
They got great crab legs out there in Washington.
Denver is
didn't they keep Joe?
I think they released him.
Yeah.
I think Flacco was released, man.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Did he? No.
I think so. I'll double check.
Double check and see if they released him. Yeah. Well, Flacco didn't finish the season, did he?
No. They had rookie. Drew Locke.
Drew Locke was the – yeah.
Yeah.
Locke is supposedly the guy.
Yeah, he's a free agent. Yeah, Flacco's a free agent.
And he played well for about 3 weeks. And then he came back down to earth.
Yeah.
Just like that guy in Detroit. He's a free agent.
I keep hearing that Cam is working out like a gladiator right now, and they say he's ripped.
Who, Cam? He needs to go –
he's working out like a maniac right now. He wants.
Well, we just lost your audio again.
It sounded like a really funny thing that he was going to say too.
Who? No.
Me?
Better?
Yeah. He needs to go to the Chargers.
He needs to go to a team that has a quarterback that's
kind of
like on the bubble, so to speak. Like
Tyrod Taylor.
Your current starting quarterback might not be your starting quarterback.
Correct.
Mid-season.
Like Tyrod Taylor.
Yeah. Like Tyrod Taylor.
Like Tyrod Taylor.
Okay.
Or Tyrod. Just
– it is what it is, man.
See over the O-line.
Dude, he got put out by Baker Mayfield. So, that in itself speaks volumes.
Oh, look at Scott. Look at his face.
They didn't give Taylor a chance to come back off that injury. They just said, fuck you. We're just going to put in Baker
Mayfield. Because Baker had such a great rookie season the last second half of the year, and that's why they did.
Because nobody knew him.
True. Now, you know, I don't hold any hope for Baker being the savior of the franchise. I want the whole team as a whole to be good, not just the quarterback. You know what
I'm saying? So maybe Jameis should go to Cleveland.
No, he's not. No. Yes, and John is still holding. And you know what, John? If they cancel the season, they still will be this time next year too.
Yeah, but they won't have two championships.
No.
And the Washington Capitals will still be the
carry over.
You should talk about NASCAR today, Raj. Come on, man. Come on. Racing from
home. No, actually, it would be the St. Louis Blues. Yeah, Kenny. Not. It would be St. Louis, not the Capitals. Lost your audio again.
That's right. I forgot.
You lost your audio again, Elliot. That wire needs to be fixed, brother.
Really?
Yeah.
Put some Robitussin in there.
There you go.
Let that Tussin get in there.
Hold on, man.
I'm just filled with Chris Rock stuff tonight, man. I don't know. Oh, let that Tussin get in there. You got to laugh in today's day and age, man. You really need to laugh. Is really awkwardly quiet. Creepy.
Be right back.
So, what else?
Good stuff. What else? I don't know. We did about 20 minutes of sports, which is pretty impressive in this thing.
Elliot, your audio's gone.
Nothing, man. Nothing.
How about now?
Yeah.
Yeah, perfect now.
Okay.
What were you saying?
Hang on.
What were you saying?
I forgot.
Bill says, how about Jacksonville for Cam? No.
Nah, you kidding me? Mm-hmm. Bridgewater got that shit locked up, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Teddy's
Bridgewater there. Bridgewater plays in Carolina.
No, he played Teddy plays in Carolina.
Teddy's in Carolina, yeah.
So who's in Jacksonville? Oh, they got the Buddy Boy, Tiger King. What's his name?
Tiger King.
Tiger King. Dude, I can't even remember the guy's name. Like,
Elliot, your audio is going bad. It's gone out again. Pull your wire together and just hold on to it. You'll be fine.
Yeah, just
hold it in place.
I what's the guy? Minshew.
Gardner Minshew. Yes.
Gardner Minshew.
I got you now. Just keep it right there. Don't let go. Oh, you let go.
That's Joe
right.
Exotic. Boy. Yeah,
Gardner Minshew.
Minshew.
Yeah. Well, maybe Cam could go there. Yeah.
I don't think Cam will go to Jacksonville.
He wants LA, man. That would be.
Yeah, he wants to go to LA.
Yeah, he wants something in California. You're right. Yeah. He's got to.
Yep.
And you realize Tom Brady moving to Tampa is not a bad thing.
Because he's actually staying at Derek Jeter's house. Did you hear that?
Yeah, I know. He's renting Derek Jeter's mansion.
$44,000 a month is what the estimated rent on that house is.
Yeah.
Jeez.
It's fucking huge, dude.
What the hell do you need that much house for? Like,
It's built in the shape of a boat or something, a ship or something.
I don't know.
Why not just buy a boat? Especially if you're in Florida.
Right.
But anyway, the best thing about it is, from a football perspective, you get to watch him play Drew Brees twice a season.
Yes.
Matt Ryan twice a season.
And now, yep.
And who's the other team?
And now Teddy Bridgewater twice a season.
And Josh Allen zero times a season. Yay.
Yes, and John's happy for that. Do you see how dumb bad he was gushing over the fact that Stephon Diggs was coming to Buffalo?
Oh, yeah. It's
he was like, he's such a fan.
Hey, yo. Have you seen the Allen Diggs 2020 shirts?
No.
No. Oh, I got
them out, dude.
Oh, I'm Googling.
Allen. You got to Google that, John.
Allen Diggs 2020.
Shirt. T-shirt.
Oh, yeah, I'm buying it.
Allen Diggs 2020. I love it.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. Yeah. There you go.
Make the wagon circle again.
Yeah, make the wagon
circle again.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ah, that's great. I'm
buying it right now.
That's awesome.
Buying that.
I saw it the other day, and I was like, I got to tell John about that shit.
Right now.
And as soon as Buffalo came out, I remember.
Bro, I got a whole bunch of PayPal money in my wife's account. That's getting spent right now. Getting rid of that crap.
Does she know your bank? Does she know that she
doesn't even know that there's anything in there? Just calm down. It's okay. This isn't recorded. It's okay.
Oh, look at that.
You've heard of a flush fund. This is a hush fund.
This is a hush fund. Exactly, man. I've already bought. Well, I'll show you what I bought the other day. Here, hold on. You guys get the first look at it.
Alexa.
This was thanks to the PayPal fund. This is a big – I was going to do a big reveal tomorrow night on my webinar for it, but I'll do the reveal here because I love you guys. Bam! There you go. Look at that.
Nice, John.
Oh.
Yeah.
T-Public is where I'm looking at here. Let me see.
It's my Hive shirt, man. Paid with PayPal.
Okay, there's one here that says Diggs Allen is going to be lit as well.
Oh, it's going to be – dude. Oh my gosh!
No, but I saw it. No. But that Allen Diggs 2020 shirt—that's the shit right there.
Yeah, I'm getting make the wagon.
Make the wagon circle again.
Hell yeah! Yeah, I got here, Jen. I don't know if it's Corona free, but oh,
too funny.
I'm Corona free.
Ah, good man. Good. I don't know if I am yet. There you go. What else we got?
Oh, well, we got 35 minutes. That's what we got.
Right?
How do you get this stuff?
I did see one clip of WrestleMania, and
supposedly that Boneyard match was pretty epic. With
dude, that shit was off the chain, yo.
Was it?
Oh my god, dude!
The what?
They had all kinds of shit going on.
Talking wrestling.
Wrestling.
All right. Yeah.
Boneyard match. That shit was intense, yo. It was a motion picture.
They must have recorded that instead of being live, is what I'm thinking.
They do.
They had cameras live there, didn't they?
Ta-da!